It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Sports Hub.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
And now, a feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Damn It.
It's 98.5, the Sports Hub crib. Today's episode.
My name is Mark Ciamelli.
Mark Ciamelli. Very, Rich, just play how he, just, Nick asked him his name, and what did he say?
Mark Ciamelli!
I just see him, like, dressed like Chef Boyardee, like, spinning around with his arms out.
Just meatballs in each
yes,
hand?
Exactly.
Mark Ciamelli! Look at that bone!
I just like the first thing he does is, like, I want you to stay over for dinner.
I got your chicken fingers.
All right, so this is going to take a while to sift through. A glorious while to sift through. But young Nicholas is over there. I don't remember. I just did it visually. Here's where we're going to start.
Get him ready for the game.
All right, well, we're doing a segment called Cribs, okay?
All right.
And you're going to give me a tour of your crib.
Oh, you want a tour of the apartment?
Yes. Fred wants a, a tour.
Is Fred coming? Is he coming to visit?
No.
I would love Fred to come visit. I love Rich and John. I'd love them all to come visit. And I'll make meatballs.
I'm lonely. That's why I got you chicken fingers. Don't leave.
Please. I'm all alone. Why do you think I made so many meatballs? Keep my mind off things. Ha ha! Human interaction. Ha ha!
All right, so
I saw Bird's crib.
What did you think of his crib?
Not bad, not bad at all.
It's awful.
Yeah, as long as he's happy.
He loves you, Bird. Yeah, well,
I mean, it's not a palace like this place.
I can almost hear Nick just knocking against the walls. This place has got to be the size of a shoebox.
Well, can fit chicken fingers.
I just love that he got Nick chicken fingers.
All right, so give me a tour of the place.
Well, stand right there. There is your view. The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights. This is the living room.
Oh, no.
I can see all the cars coming in and out.
No.
Is one of them going to visit me?
Oh, boy.
Ah, here comes a car that looks... Hi! Look at that!
Mr. Ciamelli, we have this one that looks over the city.
Do you have something by a parking garage? I love the smell.
It's like it's the best thing. You can see every level of the parking garage.
Look at that guy park. Now that's nice. Sometimes they go in backward, Nicholas. What a view!
and then blow light. See, that's why, did you see that blow light shining through the window?
That's why he's the great. That's why he's the greatest. Like, you can't. What a perspective on life. He's the happiest man in the world, and the first thing he brags about is that he's got a view of the parking
lot. I got a view of a parking lot.
To him, it's like
there's a crematorium out front. The best view is this construction that's been going on for 3 years.
Welcome to the Westin, sir. Would you like a garden view?
Nah, something that looks right at a brick wall. So I can relax.
The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights. This is the living room with three recliners in front of the TV. Recliner A, B, and C.
Wait, he really has three recliners?
Whoa. This is all new to me.
You never see that. One recliner a house, man.
He's got a screening room. So, you know, what happens is that when the ass groove gets a little too hard, you pop from A to B.
Got it.
And while A's kind of puffing back up, it takes a couple of days, you shift to C, and then you do the rotation.
This is the one I make love on, Nicholas. I met a lady at the parking garage.
That's right. I totally. It has three recliners in here.
Yes. Who wants a couch when you got recliners?
But that recliner wasn't there before. This is a new recliner.
No, that recliner.
It fell off a truck in the parking garage.
And if I didn't have this view, I wouldn't have been the lucky man who now has three recliners.
Look at that Buick Sable didn't lock its doors, Nicholas.
Who got himself a free recliner?
Machiavelli.
I bet you there's a bunch of change in that one.
This is a new recliner.
No, that recliner was in the bedroom when you were recuperating, but now it's here.
So now you have three recliners in one room.
That's right. I'm saving for another one for the bedroom. We have the
What?
Count your pennies, Nick. And one day you can live like this.
It's making it rain recliners.
Yeah, so when he has people over,
four in
the
one
idea
house.
Is that four people will be jammed in the living room sitting on recliners. Yeah, who needs a couch
when you can take up so much room? You can barely walk in here.
We have the chopping block and workbench.
Oh, so this is your work area.
My work area with my calendar on here, my recipes for the month. And in the kitchen, we got the cat. Get out of here, cat.
Do you have your little corner for booze?
Yes. Every corner is for booze.
I need a shirt that says that. Oh,
every corner is for booze.
Boy.
And did he do the eyebrow thing?
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. Sometimes when I run out of booze, I just suck on one of the recliners.
So it's a three recliners means you're wealthy in the North End.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the saddest thing.
And I'm saving up for a fourth, Nicholas.
Okay.
I mean, these meatballs sell themselves.
So you have a big bottle.
Of Crown Royal, yes. Yeah.
How many bottles do you go through a week?
Oh, no. That's every other week. Okay. And that's if I have company, too.
How often do you have company?
You're the last one here. So, this is...
Okay, so the last person to come over was you about a month ago.
That's why I got your chicken fingers.
He's starting to remind me of my mom more and more. Like, my mom's Italian, but this is like... she lives by herself. This is exactly how she talks.
But does she have a view of a parking garage?
No, she does not.
With an incessant blue light. That shines in. And no matter how many blinds you put up, it always finds a way. Kleiner.
Where the miracle happened, where Nick got recuperated.
So this is the bedroom where I stay.
The bedroom, yeah.
Yes, this is the master bedroom, okay.
This is where the magic happens.
What magic?
This is if I leave the recliner and lay down on the bed... You know I ain't getting up in the morning.
Oh, man.
I threw my back out banging some chick from the parking lot.
Oh, man. Poor Nick.
Hey, double bubble. I like the way you park that. Can I park myself in you?
What?
It works every time, Nicholas. And when I push my in the bed, I have sex and I can't get up. That's why I gotta use the pump. It's Swedish, you know. Right by the parking lot. There's a Spencer's Gifts right by the parking lot, Nicholas. They got the vibrating recliner. Sometimes I'll just go in there.
Stop.
Put a quarter in the recliner.
Stop.
There people come and go from the parking garage.
So it's borderline irresponsible for Nick not to tell you that he had three recliners forever.
Because
well,
he didn't even notice it. He says in there that he didn't even notice it. Well, one was in the bedroom when you were all sick. Oh. Now there's a recliner for you, your sister, and me. TV's busted. Just look at the parking lot, the parking garage.
The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage.
Maybe the master bedroom's name is the parking garage.
No. Yeah. Park it right here, sweetheart.
Stop with that.
Mark Jamelli's haughty. That's amore. When the blue light hits your eye, like the parking garage, that's amore. Meatballs.
Three recliners.
Lap of luxury with my recliners.
Who wants a couch when you got recliners?
But that
blue light parking garage and chicken finger.
Get out of here, cat.
All right. Well, we'll have to explore more of it.
Oh, there's more rooms we have to get to.
Yeah.
We've so barely even rooms. Gotten to the master bedroom.
Well, that's where it all goes down. Dave Richards is going to join us in his weekly appearance. We'll talk about fantasy football. Remember, we got Patriots tickets coming up at 9:30.
Every corner's for booze.
Tutcher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. We'll be back with more Mock Jamelli coming up. I think that's not the first time I've said that. Also be listening this morning at 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Pats Chiefs Sunday night. But first, fantasy football with Dave Richards is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan driven to excite. And this much I can tell you is that Dave Richards is someone you can catch on Fantasy Football Today, live every day at noon on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. For the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. All right, he dropped off, and we'll have him right back. And then after that, Rich, who will we talk to?
We're going to talk to
Mark Jamelli.
Now, Dave Richard, this will seem out of left field, but how many recliners do you have?
Zero. Mm.
Well, I know. What if I told you?
Moving forward, baby.
What if I told you that there was a man that I knew that had three?
I'd say that's a man of leisure.
Yeah,
he's a sniffer of alcohol every now and again.
Well, I would say you're correct. As a matter of fact.
Indeed, and he's also saving up for a fourth, and take that. Mm-hmm. All right, Dave Richard, people on the bye, people with quarterbacks on the bye. Are there any quarterbacks that perhaps have been laying low on waivers that you believe could have a shot at a big game this weekend?
Oh, man, what a great question to start with, because there are three that are already in my top 12, and they might even rise even higher at quarterback. Start with Jameis Winston coming back this week against Atlanta. That pass defense is atrocious. You just saw Ben Roethlisberger rip them apart. You've seen everybody rip them apart. Winston's making his first start of the year, and there's always a little bit of trepidation in going with him, but you can't deny his passing game. You can't deny the running game being non-existent for Tampa Bay. I think Winston's going to have to throw a lot, and volume is king in fantasy football. So Winston is one of those guys that you can go to your waiver wire and get. And there's two other quarterbacks, and they play each other tonight. Carson Wentz, he might be too popular already. You might not be able to find him off the waiver wire, but Eli Manning is going to be out there. He's available in more than 50% of CBS Sports leagues. Amazing track record against Philadelphia, and he's been good two out of the last 3 weeks. This has the makings of a high-scoring game tonight, and I could see Eli Manning having one of his best games of the season. So if you're without Matthew Stafford, you're without Drew Brees, you're sick and tired of rolling with Blake Bortles or Joe Flacco, or God forbid, Alex Smith is somehow on your team, Eli Manning is the guy to go with.
All right, Antonio Brown, he's having a bunch of issues, and things seem kind of messed up in Pittsburgh. What's your feeling on him? Do you think that this is someone you might want to trade now while there's still value, or is this someone you hang on to?
Well, typically any wide receiver that puts up big stats, you want to keep on your fantasy team. That's just the name of the game in fantasy football. And Brown had two touchdowns and over 100 yards last week. So I'm wondering if you're thinking about Julio Jones instead of Antonio Brown, because Brown's on fire. Julio, on the other hand, has been driving fantasy owners crazy, Fred. And I would say that Julio has a great opportunity, a huge game. He's typically done very well against Tampa Bay over the course of his career. He's a must-start play. If you can trade for him on the cheap because some guy in your league is, I don't know, laying back in his Barca lounger and he's impatient and he's just not doesn't want to look at Julio Jones' face anymore, then go ahead and take him off his hands. Give him Carlos Hyde and Jarvis Landry for him. But I think Julio Jones is going to be on fire this week against Tampa Bay.
All right, is there anybody that you can throw out there because that is a running back, because two of my guys are injured? Can you suggest somebody who might be on the waiver wire that I might be able to pick up?
You might be a little late to go and get one of the Eagles running backs, but Wendell Smallwood, Corey Clement, they're going to be the two guys that begin to fill in for Jay Ajayi. Not that Ajayi was an every down back by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly he was getting the majority of the work in Philly. He's got a torn ACL. He's donezo. I like Wendell Smallwood. He's available still in about 20% of CBS Sports leagues. I think he's going to be the best back in Philly the rest of the season. And I was a Clement guy coming into the year. I became a believer in Smallwood based on what he's done over the last 3 weeks. I really think that he's been just very, very good for Philadelphia in a short-term role. And now he's got a chance to be in a big-time role. If we're stashing running backs, then obviously Ronald Jones would make the cut because he could get an opportunity in Tampa Bay. Nick Chubb in Cleveland could be one. Deontay Foreman in Houston. But if you need a guy this week and you're a little desperate, go look and see if Mike Davis is out there in Seattle. He's the second back for the Seahawks. I think Chris Carson's going to be the main guy. I like their matchup against Oakland. And he's still out there in about 40% of CBS Sports leagues. I think that that's a good running back that if you're in a pinch this week, you can go off the waiver wire, grab, start, and hopefully get double-digit points from.
All right, we've all seen the over in the Chiefs-Patriots game outside of defenses. Do you roll with whoever you got on either of those teams?
We could get into who you shouldn't play, and that's pretty much Chris Hogan because he's disappointed everybody this year statistically, and I don't know how much of that is his fault versus just the way that the Patriots offense operates. There's Sammy Watkins, who you could say almost the exact same thing, but I'm not sure if there's enough to go around for Sammy to be great. I think he'll be good. The guy that I had a real hard time with was Josh Gordon, who still hasn't played even 20 snaps in a game yet with the Patriots. You'd think that they'd get him involved a little bit more, but there's something about just the fact that he caught that deep ball last week and it was so fluid. It makes it tough to trust him in fantasy football. So I'm calling him a sit this week, but let's just say that let's say you go up against Eli Manning on Thursday night and he just puts up a huge number, your team's in big trouble, you need to take a risk to win your game in week six, that's when you go and call on Josh Gordon. You pick him up off the waiver wire if he's still there. It's probably not. You get him off your bench, you put him in your lineup, and you hope that he can come down with another touchdown again this week against the Chiefs. It is going to be a high-scoring game. It will be good for both quarterbacks, but it's also going to be good for all three primary running backs in this game, Sony, James White, Kareem Hunt. They're all going to do fantastic. So I expect a lot of points. The Vegas total is right on with this one.
All right, Dave, is there a sucker trade out there? Somebody that are the people you're playing against are going to put way too much value on and you might be able to get quite the haul for?
That's a good question. Somebody who's been playing hot and won't keep it up.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. You know, I wonder, I'm looking at my trade chart. I do a trade chart each week where guys are highlighted and what their values are, and I'm trying to find somebody who might be a little overvalued based on what they've done lately. There's probably, I'm a little bit blanking on this one. How about this? How about Mark Ingram, who had two touchdowns, didn't have a great rushing average, sky-high value right now, people desperate for running backs on bye this week. I wonder if you could turn him into one of the better wide receivers in fantasy. Now, on the trade chart, his value is equal to guys like Tyreek Hill. Maybe you pair something with Ingram to get Julio Jones. Maybe that's the deal you make. You take Mark Ingram and you take a scrub receiver on your bench, a Marquez Valdez-Scantling, for example. And you pair the two of them together, and you get Julio Jones while Julio's value is in the tank. There are a lot of guys right now whose value is underinflated, and I think that that's what's going on with Julio. I think he's a buy low. I think Tyreek Hill is a really good buy low right now. The Chiefs' schedule the rest of the way is phenomenal. That's a direction I go, and I'll give you another name. And he didn't have a great week this week, but as soon as he does, I might try and sell high on him. Keenan Allen. I think his value is also. I don't know how high it is. I think people still view him as a number one receiver, and I think he's playing more like a number two or a number three. So if you can get a lot for Keenan Allen in a trade, even in PPR, I say you take it.
All right, so let's take a couple of phone calls. Let's go to James. James, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Looking for a tight end. I got either Burton.
I'm sorry, I dumped Dave. I'll put you back on hold.
Oh, okay. we dumped Dave by accident?
Yeah, I didn't lock him in.
You got to lock him in and rip off the knob, as they say.
I got to lock him in. I got to hit hold twice. Mm. So we're not going to have time to... I'm just going to have to ask him the sponsored question.
Okay.
And then get back to Mark
Chiavelli. Mark Chiavelli!
All right. I'm sorry, man. I didn't lock you in, and then that was my bad.
I thought you just didn't like the advice.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible. All right, to Dave.
You know, after like 6 or 7 years, screw it. I'm letting Dave go.
You know what? You got my son another weekly fantasy win.
Did that work? That's
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then he thought he was, and he's like, I don't know these guys, some of these guys. So he made his own team that failed miserably. It was great.
Yeah.
Dave.
Okay,
but
as long as he's having fun.
These $2 plays are really something. Dave, who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan, driven to excite.
How about a cutie for everybody's lineup? Kiki Cutie, the new slot receiver in Houston. Over the past couple of weeks, he's been very outstanding, getting a lot of work, surprisingly getting a lot of work in that Texans offense. Listen to this. 22 targets, 17 catches, 160 yards, and a touchdown. Double-digit fantasy points each of the last 2 weeks, and he's still out there in a little more than a third of CBS Sports Leagues. Really like the dimension that he's bringing to Houston. And Buffalo's secondary, they've got one great cornerback in Tre'Davious White. Everybody else stinks. I think Kiki Cutie keeps up the good numbers this week for fantasy owners. I like him as a flex.
All right, Dave, it's always a pleasure, sir, and thank you for the help you have done a yeoman's work, and let me tell you this. I can tell you again that Dave Richard, you can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon Eastern on CBS Sports' new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. For the latest sports news highlights and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Thank you, Dave.
Can't wait till you pay for your kids' college tuition with winnings from DFS.
And sometimes I think it's fun because a win is actually a loss if you play a $5 game and you've won $4.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Be good, fellas.
All right. Well, listen, we got tickets at 9:30 to see, give away to see the Patriots take on the undefeated Chiefs this Sunday night. And Rich, we'll get back as soon as we can because we want to hear more from a man by the name of...
Mark Chiavelli!
All right. Man, you got to be a very special charismatic man to laugh at the way he says his own name. All right, we'll start with the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 8-5 Sports Hub.
still trying to figure out these here buttons. All right. We have done Cribs. We've done Sarge. We've done Bird. But now here's the coup de grace. It is a man that everyone seems to love. I have not heard one person who didn't love this man, Mark Jamelli. He's listening to us right now, I'm positive, in one of his recliners with the radio next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a superstar, in case you missed some of it.
He's lives in the North End. The man loves making meatballs. He has a Manhattan every day at 3 and a second one, I believe, at 4.
Yeah, okay.
At least that's what we have been told.
That's what he likes to say. All right.
He sleeps in a recliner. We've learned that.
I sleep on a recliner.
But there is so much more to learn about the man. And if you missed it, we will play this part for you and then get to the new stuff.
Dad, can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
What's your name?
Mark Jamelli.
How are you doing?
Doing fine today.
What are you doing right now?
I'm waiting for your sister to come because it's her birthday. And we've got our Chinese order just delivered. And so I want you to stay and we'll have a nice dinner.
No meatballs tonight?
No meatballs tonight. I got your chicken fingers, though.
Okay, great. What are you doing right now?
All right, again.
The adults will have the Chinese food. You have the chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers for Nicholas. You get food off the kids' menu. Mac and cheese, Mac chicken fingers.
Okay, great. What are you doing right now?
I'm in my recliner having a Manhattan. Getting ready for the game.
All right. Well, we're doing a segment called Cribs, okay?
All right.
And you're going to give me a tour of your crib.
Oh, you want a tour of the apartment?
Yes. Fred wants a tour.
Is Fred coming? Is he coming to visit?
No.
I would love Fred to come visit. I love Rich and John. I'd love them all to come visit. And I'll make meatballs.
All right, so...
I saw Bird's crib.
What did you think of his crib?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
It was awful.
Yeah, as long as he's happy.
All right, so give me a tour of the place.
Well, stand right there. There is your view. The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights.
All right, this needs to be explored to understand anything that's happening. The man's favorite thing about the apartment is the view of a parking garage. And this blue light that shines, so you can't avoid it.
The best is that he prefaces all that with, all right, now stand right here. Because you need, like, get ready.
Get ready. It's a complete nuisance. A loud, horrible-looking nuisance right across the street. It smells. It's noisy.
It's terrible. Everything about his outlook on life is that's the kind of positivity that I want. Is that you wake up and go, "Oh, I love this view," and meanwhile it's people like honking at each other and trying to smash into a small spot.
Mr. Jamelli, we have an ocean view. Nah, could you give me something that looks at the trash? I want to be at ground level with the trash. It's a blue light. I use my recliners like a sundial. There's no clocks in here. When the sun hits the recliner, I know. Time for a Manhattan. It's middle recliner time. That means time for a Manhattan.
It's like its own recliner Stonehenge.
That's right. Very, very perceptive.
This is the living room with three recliners in front of the TV. Recliner A, B, and C.
That's right. I totally... It has three recliners in here.
Yes. Who wants a couch when you got recliners?
But that recliner wasn't there before. This is a new recliner.
No, that recliner was in the bedroom when you were recuperating, but now it's here.
So now you have three recliners in one room.
That's right. I'm saving for another one for the bedroom.
That's when he gets serious. He's like, no, we had this recliner. It was in the room.
You don't joke about the recliners.
No, it was it was in another room because you were sick. Now I'm saving up for another recliner. Smart ass.
We have the chopping block and workbench.
Oh, so this is your work area.
My work area.
It's got a calendar. The chopping block's where I knock the heads off the chickens.
He wants to have, obviously, it's fresh.
Oh, yeah, they're running
pasta.
All around.
Okay, just inside the place.
That's right.
With my calendar on here, my recipes for the month, and in the kitchen, we got the cat. Get out of here, cat.
Do you have your little corner for booze?
Yes. Every corner's for booze.
You have a big bottle.
Of Crown Royal, yes. Yeah.
How many bottles do you go through a week?
Oh, no. That's every other week. Okay. And that's if I have company, too.
How often do you have company?
You were the last one here. So this is where the mirror...
Well, I consider the cars going in and out of the parking lot as company. Oh, hello. Hello there, Buick Skylark. Nice to meet you. Oh, hey, look at here. There's a Jeep Wagoneer. I wonder who's inside. Probably a nice family.
Would you mind moving over and not blocking the blue light?
Ah, that blue light. Oh, how it keeps me awake. And I have to knock myself out with these Manhattans.
Where the miracle happened, where Nick got recuperated.
So this is the bedroom where I stay.
The bedroom, yeah.
Yes. This is the master bedroom, okay.
This is where the magic happens.
What magic?
This is if I leave the recliner and lay down on the bed, you know I ain't getting up in the morning.
This is where I stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I never cleaned the sheets. Nick, there's daddy juice all over everything.
Stop with that.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on. Nick, I didn't have time because you were sick. That's daddy's special place.
This is where I stayed.
Yeah. I got the rosary beads hanging off the lamp.
Yeah.
To make sure I got... Now, your sister's coming, so I put her picture at the top of the bookcase.
Yeah, usually it's just face down.
He is my mom. Oh. He's got the rosary beads on the left. Somebody said we need to get those two to have a date together. That would be strange.
That'd be great.
My mom would probably enjoy it, without a doubt. The minute he said rosary, he has a rosary? Oh, my goodness. I'm like, Mom, you're too easy. Anyone who does the rosary, says, oh, my goodness.
Let me put it in my calendar, right next to the chopping block.
So when she walks in, she sees her picture.
Okay.
Moved you down a second show.
That's how you guys judge my love for you.
Who's on what shelf?
Yeah, it's a ranking system.
That's why you're getting the chicken fingers and not the big boy food.
Yeah, we got you off the kids' menu because I don't, not your birthday.
I just got a text from Nick and it says, Fred's gross.
Well, Nick, how do you think you were conceived?
Okay, stop.
I seduced her with meatballs.
So essentially what Nick is saying, Fred, is that you...
You are a dick.
Yeah. Ah. Nicholas, this is where the magic happens. Oh, look. Double bubble. I like the way you park that thing. Come on over. It's the place directly across the street from the blue light. You'll find it.
How do I get to your house, Mr. Gemelli?
Well, look for the most annoying blue light. Looking for the apartment, it shines directly in the window.
The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights...
It's got a big...
I don't even know what would be worse.
It's great. The best thing about this is its proximity to the airport. I love the noise.
Thank you. We also got a TV in here as well.
Well, this is the smart TV. So this has got all those other stations on it that I can't figure out how to get.
It's smart. It knows all the stations.
Now, this is a conversation I've had.
Hey, Poindexter, I got so many stations. This is smart TV.
So this has got all those other stations on it that I can't figure out how to get.
Like what?
Like
that's my parking garage.
Like what?
Like
that's the parking garage. Hang on. Boop.
You think that's his alarm clock in the morning? Is the people pulling into the parking garage? Go.
That's why he has to get up at 2:30.
All those other stations on it that I can't figure out how to get.
What?
The horn for the parking garage is finally there.
That I can't figure out how to get.
What, friend? Nicholas, out of the way! Someone's pulling into the parking lot.
Like what?
Like Amazon, Hulu, that type of stuff.
Okay.
And all my books on Frank Sinatra.
Oh yeah, that's right. You do have a collection of Frank Sinatra books.
Yes.
Wow. You know, very little known fact.
Yeah.
In his Palm Springs residence, he had a big recliner.
Yeah. Sinatra.
There was one for Dino, one for Joey Bishop. One for Sammy Davis, and they made Peter Lalla lay on the floor. I'm in a rat pack in that we got rats. Me and my meatballs are a rat pack.
He talks to him, has adventures.
Yeah. St. Anthony's Feast, me and the crow are coming down. I got a posse of meatballs.
Yeah, that's right. You do have a collection of Frank Sinatra books.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we come in here. I got a mirrors everywhere because I got to make sure I look good when I leave the building. And
I mean, after all, there is a parking garage. You can't go out looking all disheveled.
Well, it's a parking garage and the guy who sits in the middle of the street. That's what we've learned about what surrounds Mark Jamelli's home.
Yeah. What goes well with blue? Sometimes, Nicholas, I'll go out in a blue suit and I'm invisible. Then I can see all the people parking the cars.
And in two beanbag chairs in case we have company.
In case the royal family comes in. Hey, we have... These beanbag chairs were made only 25 years ago. They're the last ones ever made.
Oh, boy. Beanbag chairs. In case we have company that I hate.
And in two beanbag chairs in case we have company.
Where did you get the beanbag chairs?
Walmart. Where else do I get my furniture, you know?
Yeah, stupid.
Of course.
Walmart sells beanbags?
Oh, without a doubt. I guarantee you.
Why don't they just sell VHSs? Like who's buying a beanbag?
College kids. That's who is. And Mark Jamelli.
How many Manhattans have you had tonight?
One and a half.
One and a half. I just noticed that you crossed your arms when you said that.
One and a half. But I had to wait for your sister's arriving, so I couldn't start at 3 today. I waited till 5.
Oh, okay. A lot of fans love you. They think you're great.
I love my fans. I love the fans. I love the show. Best show on the radio. Can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Every morning. Can't get away from it.
Yeah.
And now with the Yankees coming, those stinking Yankees... Go Red Sox! Go Red Sox!
Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox! By the way, that was recorded before the series is over.
Well, yeah, now it's lost all its authenticity.
Get out of here, cat!
Every corner's for booze.
Sometimes me and the cat share a piece of spaghetti.
This is the master bedroom, okay.
This is where the magic happens.
What man?
Go Red Sox! Go Red Sox!
Oh, Mr. Jamelli, you'll bury us all.
No meatballs tonight.
Oh, you see, that's not a good night. You gotta have good meatballs.
Well, that's why the sign was outside.
Is that why?
Yeah.
And I'll make meatballs. 3 recliners in front of the TV. Recliner A, B, and C.
For when the ass groove gets like, you know, too hard. You just move to the other, just rotate. It's a rotating situation.
Honest to God, what house have you ever been in? House have you ever been in with more than one recliner in it? I'm not talking about those stadium things with the seats that recline. Just a recliner.
I don't know. But more than one?
Yes.
That might be a never situation.
I have one in my house. That's it.
Who wants a couch when you got recliners?
But that...
Just 3 recliners, just all lined up.
The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights.
That's the thing. That was the home run.
You see, I'm going to meet him. I have to meet him. I want to meet him. I don't want to see the inside of his place. But I don't know how I would meet him outside of his place.
Yeah, he very rarely goes out from what it looks like.
In November, maybe you could have like a early Thanksgiving feast with him.
Well, I think we should have a recliner Christmas. I think maybe you take him shopping for that 4th recliner.
Now you're talking.
I think that the show does something nice for one of our favorite members. And
I mean, how much could they be?
I think we all pitch in and take him to some place and have a recliner Christmas.
Yeah, find a place that has like, you know, like 25 recliners to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
Let him take him for a spin.
Oh, without a doubt. Get that 4th one. He wants it more than anything.
All right, Mark Jamelli, spend the money you've saved. Mm-hmm. 4th recliner is on us.
Recliner Christmas. That is courtesy of the TNR show.
I think that's a great idea. All right, Danny Ainge is scheduled to join us. Patriots tickets at 9:30.
Mark Jamelli. 98.5,
the Sports Hub.